We might try to figure out why animals behave as they do. We might try and give up, but not commentator Julie Zicafous. She thinks she has some idea of what's going on in the mind of one of her four-footed neighbors.
You see them along the highway, waiting, heads held high, looking for an opening in the endless traffic. They're going to try to crawl across 2, maybe 8 lanes, and you know they're probably going to lose. Very few box turtles win an argument with a radial tire. One old male box turtle was brought to my friend Dave with his shell in several pieces after one such attempt. But he was alert and lively, and Dave, a biology professor, Trekkie, and turtle fan, named him after an alien and decided to give him a second chance. That was the fall of 1995. Dave worked on Nerot for 2 years, drilling holes in the broken shell pieces, pulling it back together, soaking him in disinfectant to fight infection. Nerot was not a good patient. Twice he climbed out of his tank and crashed to the floor, re-breaking his shell. He contracted pneumonia and nearly died. Dave couldn't find a veterinarian who'd look at him, so he found some injectable antibiotics at a feed store, read the dose for a 200-pound calf, and figured backwards for a 1-pound box turtle. By the spring of 1998, Nerot was finally healthy and ready for release. Dave brought him to me. We've got about 250 acres of contiguous woodland around our place, probably enough to keep even an adventurer like Nerot off the highway. Nerot never looked back when I opened the front door and set him free. He plodded purposefully across the lawn, heading for the springtime woods as if he knew exactly where he was going. That same fall, I found Nerot hunkered down in my horseradish patch when I went down to dig a root for some relish. I recognized him instantly by the cracks and drill holes in his shell. I brought him into the kitchen, fixed him a plate of fruit and worms, and watched him dig into his meal. I tucked him back into the horseradish patch and told him to look me up again sometime. I didn't see Nerot again until May 1999, when he turned up outside the front door, peering expectantly into the foyer window. I fixed a plate for him and introduced him to a young female box turtle I'd been caring for who was ready for release. It wasn't long before they were making more turtles. It's been 9 years since Nerot was first released here. He visited us again last fall. His eyes were bright, his shell was healed, and he was hungry as usual. I'm more delighted to see him with each passing year. We can't know what goes on in the mind of a box turtle, and I know it's not fashionable to ascribe any human traits to a reptile. But it's clear that after a decade of contact with people, Nerot has figured out where his chef and procurer lives and how to get her attention. To me, he's more than a little box of instinct and reflex. He's my neighbor.
Artist and writer Julie Zicafous keeps an eye out for box turtles in the fall, and she's always ready with a dish of fruit and worms. Her book of essays and illustrations is titled Letters from Eden.